Welcome back to another episode of Rob and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I'm your host, Teddy, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Robert.
And seeing as the last two episodes we recorded were kind of trash, and we didn't post them, it's been a little while since we posted an episode, and...
Well, I thought the last one we did, it just died, and it didn't save. So we weren't able to get a whole episode out. It cut out.
Yeah, yeah.
That actually suck.
It just...
Well, they kind of sucked. We were basically listening to music the whole time. Just, yeah. Y'all didn't really miss anything. But, also considering the last episode was all about me. I don't know what that voice was. But this time, Robert has some things to share. He just went to the Commonwealth Club. I personally have no clue what that is, except that you have to be rich to get in. So, Robert... Tell me a little bit about the Commonwealth Club.
Well, before we get into that, do you want to give us a 2-minute summary of how you are doing? Because I've been asked that question a lot lately. So just give us like...
Goodness.
We don't need to do a whole episode. Just
okay.
Just give us like, how are you feeling? How are you doing?
So for all of yins who have been wondering how I'm doing, like always, never better. However... on the flip side of that, I backtracked a little bit in terms of collarbone recovery because I pushed a sibling into a lake because he was chickening out of swimming when he said he could swim. And I did it with my good arm, but despite that, the force exerted, because I'm just so strong, went all the way through my collarbone, through my sternum, and then hit my other collarbone, and then that really hurt, so I had to hop back on the good, if you know what I'm saying, for a day. And then after that, like 2 nights later, I was in my bed, you know, I just kind of woken up, because that's what one does when they have to use the facilities in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And I stretch as one does before any other bed, but I forgot because I was tired that my collarbone was not doing too hot, and so I heard and felt a big pop, and then I was in excruciating pain, probably worse than when it actually happened, to be honest. So I had to hop on that good for another night. Now we have one serving left of the juicy stuff, and so I'm trying not to use it, but that's how I'm doing. Recovery is going smoothly, aside for the fact that I'm an idiot and I keep forgetting my collarbone's broken. So for all of you who want to know, I should be back causing trouble and hopefully no more than 3 weeks, and hopefully just like one or two, because yeah, going to see the doctor tomorrow, and then we'll see if my lungs ended up still collapsing and if I'm still dying. But that is how I'm doing. So Robert, how was the Commonwealth Club? Tell me some about that.
Well, let me just start by saying I did not prepare as well as I should have.
Oh, man.
I thought my suit, uh-huh, like my whole suit, was in my closet hanging up.
Oh, shoot.
So my suit is, my shirt is, but my pants aren't.
Wait. Let's back it up a little bit. What is the Commonwealth Club? Because
We're getting there.
For all I know, based off the information you've given me, it's just something you need to wear a suit to, like churches, like
it's
that.
It's a fancy, okay, it's a fancy club. Right, where, you know, you pay and fancy people.
What's fancy about it?
It's like, listen, I don't actually know a whole lot about it. Okay.
I'm but you are lie. A member, right?
No.
Robert's officially rich.
No. This is what happened. I was at a meeting and I was invited, right?
Mm-hmm.
To participate in another meeting the next week. So all
at the
I
Commonwealth
knew
Club.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't know anything about the Commonwealth Club. It sounded all right. Like,
is it like paid for by the state?
Do you know?
That's the first thing I think of when I think Commonwealth. Like, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the Commonwealth of Virginia.
They
and you'd be correct that Virginia is a Commonwealth, but it's not actually. It's not funded by the state.
Or is it the
it's
Commonwealth? Like,
as in
the people who spend $50,000 a year to get
that pay all Virginia's taxes, basically.
Well, I'm saying is like. Is it the people, is it kind of like, like, the more people who are in it, the better it'll be, because that's 50 grand
it's
a more.
Club. It's
but why is it so expensive?
Because that you just set the bar. They just set the bar there, right? Like, that's where they set the bar. Like, all I'm right. sure it got to that point over time. Like, it wasn't as fancy as it has been, but I don't know a whole lot about it.
Interesting.
All I know is it's very expensive to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was invited to it.
And there's a pool.
There is a pool. There's also a gym. I didn't see the gym, but when I went to their website, it said they had a gym. Okay. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
lost the pants.
Yeah. So I couldn't find my pants. So I was scrambling to find pants that would work.
Coverings.
Yeah. Which was not great. Like, I wasn't late or anything, but it just, I didn't look as good as I wanted to look.
You didn't. Or did you wear a full suit and?
Yeah. But did you see the pants I was wearing today? So when I was just upstairs.
No.
It was a lighter blue, and my suit is a darker blue, so it just didn't look as good as it could have been.
Oh.
Right.
And you didn't have the freaking vest, man, so.
Yeah, forget the vest.
I.
Yeah, I mean, so I drove over there.
Uh-huh.
You know, got in their parking lot that required no, like, authentication that, like,
oh.
either I'm a member or I am with a member. Right, which the guy I was with was saying, it's funny because we're right next to VCU, so like anyone could, like any VCU student could just park here, and like there's nothing to stop them, which I find very interesting.
Yeah, they don't have security.
We just walked in, like, because the guy I was with is not a member. He had
was
been,
it Jonathan?
No, it was Mr. Hutton.
Oh, I see, I see.
But so he's not a member there. He's been there because that's where some of their meetings is conducted with. The member.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the member yet, just because we plan on having him on the podcast. So, surprise. Complete.
Surprise?
Well, yeah.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is.
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so we went in, and again, there was no authentication. There was no, like, we just walked in. There was no one to be like, you a member here? Or are you with a member here? It was just we walked right in, right?
So I'm now a member of the Commonwealth Club. Y'all can find me there on Tuesdays and Saturdays.
I asked, like, so we just walked in here. Like, how could you just walk in here? Mm-hmm. Is like, I guess technically you could. The thing, though, is you can't buy anything unless you're a member. So you wouldn't really be able to do anything except, like, sit and read or something. And, like, all the staff knows everyone.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, if you were just, you could probably go there once and then be like, oh, he's probably just,
I guess,
whatever. Right? But if you keep coming, right, and
they'd
not buying anything, they'd probably catch on and figure you out.
Give you the boot.
So, I just recommend getting invited, which I can't imagine would be that hard to do. Because
okay,
I
cool.
accidentally got invited.
Accidentally, yeah.
Well,
obviously it's not hard to do.
Exactly. I mean, if I can get in, anyone can get in. but yeah, I mean, it was good. We had a private room, so it wasn't like the
Peaky Blinders type crap.
The tycoons of Richmond were watching this lowly boy mess everything up. So it was just,
how much stuff did you mess up?
I don't know. I don't think I messed up.
Did y'all got a meal, right?
Yeah, it was a buffet, but it wasn't like Gordon Corral buffet where it's just like this long thing of just like, it was like a small buffet. It was like a little salad bar, got some chicken salad. It's pretty good.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You don't like chicken salad? You don't, I thought you liked chicken salad.
Is that the stuff that's like tuna salad, but with chicken?
It's like chicken, celery, grapes.
Oh, well then yeah, sure.
Yeah,
not.
It's really good.
I don't like egg salad.
No, it has no eggs. It has no eggs.
Or potato salad.
Anyway.
Or coleslaw.
So I got that. And then I also got some London broil, which was really good.
What the heck is a London broil?
Okay, so you know the...
Sorry, I'm not as sophisticated as thine are.
It's a nice... It's not... It's like... You know, so you know what mom makes for the sandwiches, the beef sandwiches?
What part? Because there's a lot of parts.
The top. I mean, I think it's the same cut of meat, actually. No.
The beef. Yeah, the roast beef. Yeah.
It was. It's basically like that, but it wasn't. It was. It's like that, just not cold and on a sandwich.
I see.
It was warm.
Interesting. So it was basically roast beef.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, cool.
Then I also got some potato wedges, because there was the only other options was like, I think it's like peas and carrots, which
oh, like
that. That's like I.
Those better. Have I'm like going to a like a whole tub of what's it called? The Irish butter or whatever.
Oh, Kerry's Gold.
Yeah,
Kerry's, I didn't want to get that because that's just like that's a literally the dish. Like, oh, I got this because my mom told me to eat my vegetables, kind of thing. Like. And I think there was another thing. It was either like grits. I think it was grits.
Ooh.
But I didn't get any.
Because you're not a Southern man.
I am a Southern man.
You're not white trash enough.
I had a full plate. There was also swordfish there, which I wanted to try, but I didn't get a chance. Actually, it's not that I didn't have
a chance. Why wouldn't you get that to start?
Because I wanted the London broil. I like red meat, Ted. I like that red, you know.
That's understandable.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's understandable.
But, you know. Got a lemonade too, which I thought was going to be like good lemonade. I'm pretty sure it was just powdered. So a little disappointed there.
They didn't steal Chick-fil-A's secret recipe.
No, they didn't. But wow. I mean, yeah, it was a fun time.
Dang.
And I might be going back in 2 weeks.
Goodness.
Because I got homework for that meeting. And
what was your homework? If you can.
I can. Wow. Like you said, Peaky Blinders kind of stuff. Just, damn. Anyway.
Wait, have you seen the Peaky Blinders?
No, but I know it's like mafia stuff.
Oh, it's so good. I'm so sad we're canceling Netflix because I still have a couple seasons that I have to watch. It's so freaking good. They bought out this is completely off topic, but spoilers ahead if you are in the middle of watching the first season of Peaky Blinders. They bought this whole bar from this dude, which he didn't really want to sell it, but they're the freaking Peaky Blinders, man. So, like, they wanted it, therefore they got it. They gave him a good price, and they employed him at it. But in this thing, there's, like, this room where it has, like, a window to the actual bar so you can order your drinks. And so that's where they have all their secret family meetings, where they're smoking their cigarettes and joints, and they have dead people as guests in there sometimes. It's just the coolest mafia thing ever.
Yeah, I have not seen that, and I'm not sure if I will, but I do know it's mafia stuff.
You should watch it. It's pretty bad.
I don't know about that, but what I do know is the level we were on, this was very interesting to me.
Wait, is there multiple like levels? Like, is
yeah, I mean, stories? It has a gym and a pool in it. Like, it's huge.
It's a pool in like the second
floor. I think it's like indoor or whatever. But here's the thing: the floor we were on, I learned.
Uh huh.
Women aren't allowed on that floor.
What?
Yeah. So the top, the two floors above it, you know, men and women can. What is it called? Mixed company, right? Like women can go
mingle.
On the yeah. But the floor we were on, women aren't allowed on.
Wait.
Which blew my mind.
Why not?
I think it's just like, because like the only institution that still exists where it's like boys club only is these really high end clubs.
What?
I mean, yeah. So.
I need to ask unsolicited person who shall not be named next time we go to church, because that is. Seriously?
Yeah.
How long has the Commonwealth Club been around?
Oh, I think it's been around. I think it started in 1890 or 1870.
A quick Google search of this. Should I just do Commonwealth Club of Virginia?
Yeah. When was the Commonwealth Club of Virginia started?
Was the Commonwealth... Keep talking.
But yeah, so that was really interesting to me. I don't know if I would ever, like, if I had the money to, maybe. I don't think I would pay for that.
See, that's, okay, so it started in 1890.
Oh, wow. What I said 1890.
Dining at Okay, founded in 1890, the Commonwealth Club is proud of its history as a premier social club, outstanding event venue, dining destination, and Richmond institution. That is wild.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow, it has one of those fancy... Wow, that looks like a super old building.
Well, 1890 at least.
Yeah. Dang.
Or at the most, never, rather.
That is wild. That is crazy. Okay. That's a pretty cool library.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Dang. So no whams around, allowed.
On that floor. Yeah. It's not the whole club.
Hold up. Let's see if we can do a quick Google search.
In like their formal, dining room, right? Where like the really fancy stuff, like women are allowed on that. It's just that basement part, which when you say basement, like, it's not like it wasn't nice. It was very nice down there, but
Club men only floor. Let's see here. Keep talking, Rob.
I don't really know what else to say about it. It was chill. Like, again, the private room was nothing of.
You didn't take any pictures or anything?
No, that seems...
Ooh, Rob's just going around with his phone. You can't see this, Rob's just going around. Ooh.
Well, that's how you don't get invited back. Rob's, you know what I mean?
Tourist.
Well, that's how you don't get invited back, right? Like, act like you belong. You know what I mean?
So you're going to be taking pictures on like the second or third go-round.
I don't know about that.
Once you've secured your thing. Okay, so it's interesting that you said, like, you don't know if you would pay for it, because I remember, like, the other day we were talking, and you were like, I would never pay for that.
Yeah.
And so it's slightly changed.
I don't know, because
Was it just that good of an experience, or experience?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it all depends, too, on, you know... I mean, if you make enough money, right, you make enough money, right? But
yeah,
I don't.
Simple as that.
But I don't know, man. Like, I mean, it's cool. I think it's more of an honor to be invited, almost. Than to be a member, right? Because to be a member, you got to pay for it, right? And stuff, right?
I can see where you're coming from. I don't know if I completely share the same sentiment. And I don't know why either.
Well, but, I mean, the disadvantage of only being invited is you only get to go when you're invited.
Yeah, you can't go, come and go as you want.
Exactly. But I think there's more honor, though, in an invitation than a...
So if I got a membership, you'd be like, huh, tisk tisk, Teddy, I got invited as a guest.
No, not necessarily. I'm just saying, I don't know.
Gotcha.
But.
Well, so I guess it's a good thing that you had a good time. I guess I'll talk to you a little bit later about who I was there, because there might be some people that you can't, for podcasting, like,
yeah,
secrecy. So I guess I'll ask you that later. But I also heard that you had a little bench pressing.
Yes, not 225.
Not 225.
But a big benchmark.
A big
today.
Benchmark. I see what you're doing. Getting those dad jokes in.
Today, I benched 4 sets of 3.
Okay.
200 pounds.
4 sets of 3, 200 pounds. That means you benched... 200 times 3 is 600 times 4 is 2,400 pounds. Good job, Rob.
Yeah, so that was very exciting, because now all my compound lifts now are, I am repping 200 plus.
I'm almost there. I'm there in deadlift and I'm there in squat.
Where are you in? What, repping? Not PR, repping.
I can do 2 sets of 1 squat.
2 sets of 1. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Wrapping.
Okay, I got you.
Or 1 set of 2 if you really want. I'm not sure about that, though.
Anyway, I'm there, and...
Definitely not right now.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know... I'm not going to say 200 moved easy. I did it. The last rep that I did little sketchy.
Okay. But you made it?
Yeah, I made it.
Did you have a spotter?
No, but it's the spotter bars.
Okay.
Which...
Where was this?
This was here.
Oh, yeah.
But one thing I learned about the spotter bars, right, is you don't want them, like, higher than your chest, because then you'll bump them as you're coming down.
Yep.
But the where they are now is...
For your big chest.
It's higher... Yeah. It would rest on your chest, but then you would just, like, let it roll down to your neck area, and since your neck area is lower, then the bars would catch it there. I know this because I failed bench once.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Well, no. That's why what I assumed, because... I did it too on that, and basically what it does is it keeps that weight, like, from fully compressing your chest.
Yes.
Because 200 pounds just sitting on your chest would not feel very comfy.
Yeah.
But
if I don't think 200 would be lethal, though.
Well, if you, like, did a suicide grip and it dropped on you, then I disagree.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it drops on you, yes, for sure.
But, yeah. I don't think there's very many weights that are super lethal, and here's why. You have 405 on, right? You're bench pressing, it goes down to your chest. You're still pushing against it. Not all the weight is on there. So so while you're, like, rolling it off or, like, trying to push it to one side, all the weight, all the 405 pounds is never going to be fully on your chest.
Well, the other
maybe
thing,
like,
too, is,
300.
Like,
but...
even if it does stay on, you can't even move it up and down. Well, our gym is in the house.
So just scream.
Yeah, you just start screaming and hollering, and someone will help you out.
Unless it's, like, middle of the day, or else someone might just think you're pulling a prank and be like, huh, you're
no.
an idiot.
You just
have to make it very shrill.
Yeah.
But, there you go. So when are you attempting 225?
I'm thinking once I complete, once after I get four sets of five on 200. That's what I'm thinking. But honestly...
That is way too much.
Why? What do you mean?
You're honestly ready, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I think I am. It's
so
just,
then why don't you do it?
Because I think it's still situational. I think, like...
So we need to ask your...
Like, I don't think I could do it after... Like, I think I might try it Friday.
Here's what I'm going to do for you. And I'm not going to tell you, but within the next month or so, maybe two... I'm going to tell someone who's very close to you to say that they're not going to talk to you anymore, and then you'll be super mad, and then you'll be able to move it.
I can move it now. Well, I'm just saying it's situational, and, like, I'm not going to do it right after my workout, because
of course
I'm
not.
Burnt out. I just need to do it. Like, I'm
seriously
considering trying it Friday.
Up.
Yeah, I'm seriously considering trying it Friday.
What's your warm-up going to look like at this moment in time? Because
it would
a
be
way
much slower
it.
And methodical. Oh, this is how I've been warming up now. It's a little faster, but it's more intense. But this is not how I would warm up to do 225.
Well, how would you warm up to do 225? That's what I'm asking.
I'd probably do... start with, like, 10, maybe 12 reps, just the bar. Moving it very slow to get those muscles engaged.
It's 45 pounds, yeah.
Then go to do like 8 reps at 135 and do it what I've done to try to, like, get my muscles ready to not have, like, the momentum of the thing is, and I might do this at 135, I might do it at 150, it depends, is you come down and you let it rest on your chest for, like, 2 or 3 seconds,
don't do
and
that.
Then you push up. So
not for a
no
warm up.
Why not?
Because that's not what that's made for. It's like almost a negative.
Okay.
No,
so,
that's not a warm up.
Okay, so maybe
please
you
don't
need
do
to
that.
Tell me of a warm up, but I need to do.
Here's what.
There's also a warm up that you're familiar with is going to be.
Better.
In some cases.
No. Better. I actually understand that because of the whole muscle shock syndrome, essentially.
Yeah.
But yeah. So what I would do, and this is usually my warm up for a PR, is, and it works really, really well, is, you know, the whole progressive overload, like this many reps of 50%, many of 60, this many, you just go through that real fast one time, one set of each. So you're going for 225, 50% of that is 110, right? So you do 110 for 12 to 15 reps, whichever one you want.
Yeah.
Then you go to 65% of that, which is is whatever 65% of that is. You do that for 6 to 8 reps. Then you 65 to 75% of that you do for 6 to 8 reps. Then you go to 90 to 95% of 225. Do that for 2 reps.
Yeah.
And then you wait 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you just push it.
Well, yeah. One thing. So
the whole resting it on your chest.
That's more of a training. I don't know if I would actually
way more
do
of
for
a training.
PR.
That's
yeah.
way more of a train. That is not
that's
at
like
all
practice.
Because really, like it is teaching you that explosiveness, but it's not really something you want to be like anywhere in your mind. Like you do not want anywhere in your mind to be okay. Just rest it on my chest.
I've also been doing a lot of push-ups for explosiveness. And
sir, I told you it doesn't work, but you know, whatever.
I also wanted to get better at push-ups.
Okay. Like,
get my numbers back up.
Sure. You will never be able to do as many as me, except right now. So live it up. How many can you do in a row?
Last I checked, like 40, which is really bad, but like 40 is like a benchmark of like,
so
I haven't been able to do 40 in a row.
How many can you do? And it may be the same, but I'd say there's two different ways to stay in a row. One is without stopping, continually moving your body, and one is with like taking the breaks with your arms still pushed out. So what was 40? Is that without...
So what you say is somewhat subjective to me, right? So it's like, because your pace is going to change, right?
Yeah, but like continually moving, not stopping.
But so like I'll start just cranking them out, and
yeah.
then it'll get to a point where it's like a 1 second in between each one. Like... Not a long amount of time worth of rest,
yeah.
But like it's just
so
slow.
You're kind of going like,
yeah.
Okay, I'd say sure that counts. So how many of those can you do without? With how many of those can you do?
40.
Okay, and then like, is it the number different if you like actually sit up and
what,
take a break?
Well, what I do like when I'm resting, push up stance, like I don't. Because knees obviously doesn't count. When you,
yeah.
When your knees hit
the ground,
it restarts.
You're donezo.
I go until I kind of like a, it's, what's that yoga stance like?
Downward dog.
Something like that. I usually do that where I put my butt in there.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I don't do that because I'm a Chad, but you know, whatever.
But that's, because I think that's how the military has you do it or something.
Well, not saying
like,
better
that's,
than
that's
the military or
position.
Anything, but.
I'm just saying that's what I do.
So
but,
I can do 50 in a row.
But I don't count that. I don't think that's in a row still if you're
last time I checked. Well, it's in a row without like going on the ground. Cause like
sure.
I guess in my mind the counterpart to that would be how many can you do in a not necessarily set, but in like a full circuit type thing
yeah.
where like how many can you do without going anywhere and doing anything else with like a 1 minute break in between?
Yeah.
But for me, it was, I could do 50 without stopping, barely slowing down.
Yeah.
Right. But once I got, so it would be like, 1 to 10 was fast. 10 to 20 was faster because I'm warmed up. 20 to 30 was the same speed. 30 to 40, same speed. 40 to 50, just about same speed. Maybe a little slower. Second I hit 50, all of it hits me like a tractor trailer, and then I was able to get to 63 one time, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And
well, how I'm training push-ups is somewhere how I train everything else except a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to do 4 sets of 8 and 12, right? But
yeah.
Once you get past 12, it's like you can't really add weight, and adding weight isn't going to get you more reps. Adding weight's going to get you more a stronger push-up, like more force.
Yeah.
At the top of your push-up, it's not going to give you more reps. But so what I do is...
you do the whole kip thing?
No. So I do... So I started 4 sets as 12.
Ooh, we have
can
a
you
minute
do four
left.
Okay.
I can do it.
I can finish this real quick.
All right. You have 40 seconds.
Okay, so you do 4 sets of 12, and then once I complete that, 4 sets of 13. Once you're able to do 4 sets of 13, you go to 4 sets of 14, and so on and so on and so on. And
I mean
I'm
12
at,
after 13? Oh, no.
I just finished 4 sets of 15 like the other week.
Okay, cool.
Right? So now I'm doing 4 sets of 16. Hmm. So that's what
I could. I don't know how far I could get. I think 4 sets of 12 is easy.
Yeah, that's easy.
I could probably, I want to say I could do, since I can do 60, I could probably do 4 sets of 15.
Yep.
So That being said, hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Have a great day and stay safe.